Yep. Oh, happy, boing, yep.
I stuff my vault with stocks and bonds, for knocks with my golden bars. How can I use my surplus well?
My only market is Mars.
One rose is like another rose, I only use 10 cars. How can I sell my other maid?
My only market is Mars.
My doctor says drink less champagne and cut down on cigars. What will I do with my surplus smoke?
My only market is Mars.
The more I glut, the bigger my gut. It rumbles and it burps and it jars. How can I sell my surplus food?
My only market is Mars.
The richer I get, the larger my yacht. My cargo of Hollywood stars. What will I do with my surplus ships?
My only market is Mars.
That's why I'm for a third world war and a few more atom scars. What can I do with my surplus man?
My only market is Mars.
Pity the mournful millionaire and the melancholy stars, and ship them back to the dinosaurs.
Their only market is Mars.
And good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'll be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight, and what you just heard starting off the program tonight was something from Fiverr, a track called Song of the Mournful Millionaire. That's taken from an album called Soundtrack to a More Radiant Sphere, the Joe Wallace mixtape. And Fiverr is the work of Simone Schmidt, who's a folk singer based of Toronto. And her new album just came out on You've Changed Records, which is the Toronto-based label. You may know it from such other artists as Shotgun Jimmy, Daniel Romano, Apollo Ghosts, and all kinds of other really great Canadian artists. And I think there's a few local artists on that label. But once again, that's You've Changed Records, the label founded by Daniel Romano, Ian Kehoe, and Steve Lamke. And you, like I said, you tuned into Canada Post Rock. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing some pretty mixed variety of stuff. We're going to start off kind of lighter rock and like folk stuff for this little while, and move into more experimental and electronic stuff in the last hour. And hope everyone's doing pretty good and enjoying the back-to-school festivities. And whatever you're doing, make sure you stay safe and look out for each other. Get home safely and just have a lot of fun out there. I see a lot of students out on campus celebrating right now. So yeah, I also want to mention, if you're a new UBC student, look to get involved with CITR. So to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear brand new stuff from Bill Callahan. The new album is called Reality. Well, it's Reality spelled backwards, and it's a forthcoming release that's coming out on October 14th. You can check out an early track called Coyotes, and we're going to hear that, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you a little bit more rather than play something else. It's kind of a longer form track. Really great stuff. Always great to hear new work from Bill Callahan right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Coyotes.
Yes, I am your lover man. Yes, I am. Coyotes are getting bolder. They come to watch the dog sleep. Sleeps later. Thank you.
we're back. That was new stuff from Bill Callahan. The track is called Coyotes off the forthcoming album called Reality, and that's set to release on October 14th on Drag City Records. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and we'll keep going with some more kind of lighter stuff, and we'll hear a couple of Canadian indie rock type bands, and we're going to hear a group called Kiwi Junior out of Toronto, and their new release out called Chopper, which is a forthcoming, or actually not forthcoming, it's released on Sub Pop Records, which is really great that there's more Canadian stuff on Sub Pop Records. The work of Dan Bochner, who you may know from Wolf Parade, as well as Handsome Furs. But the new album, like I said, it's called Chopper. We're going to hear a track called Clerical Sleep. Really great kind of guitar-based indie pop. And this one is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts. Check this out at kiwijunior.bandcamp.com. After that, we're going to hear something from another Drag City project. We're going to hear something from an older release that came out, I think, all the way back in, let me see, I think 2006, if I'm not mistaken, and it's Loose Fur, who you may know as a Wilco side project of Jeff Tweedy, and as well as Jim O'Rourke from Sonic Youth. And they released two really interesting albums. One is called Born in the USA. You can hear a super catchy track called Ruling Class. I swear it'll be in your head all week once you hear it. But once again, that's something from Loose Fur off the 2006 album called Born Again in the USA. I know it's not Canadian, but we're going to follow that with a Canadian artist at the end. And we're going to hear something from Cola, which is a new project of members of Ott. Tim Darcy and Ben Sidworthy have a new project out. Their new album is called Deep in View. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Fulton Park. And you can check this out at bandcola.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is from a project from Kiwi Junior. This track is called Clerical Sleep.
Feels even better. They're building this powerful map. Come see punk rock band McLusky at the Rickshaw Theater on September 22nd. Check out www.rickshawtheater.com for more details.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Sidewalk on my block the other day. Yeah, it's a fact check. It's sorry, Charlie Horney. He's back from LA. So, son, you better turn it around. Yeah, Christ is on his way across town. He was getting tired of hanging around. Yeah, he's back, Jack, smoking crack. Find him. Supper with the upper management of a new regime. He's in a new jacket, tax bracket, sandals, and a dark pair of jeans. He's got deductions right on down the line, dependent claims on all of mankind. Have no fear, he's right here. On the sidewalk on my block the other day. Yeah, it's a fact check. It's sorry, Charlie, honey, he's back from the grave. You better turn your frown upside down. Christ is on his way across town. He was getting tired of hanging around.
Yeah, he's back, Jack, shooting smack, finding if you wanna get found. Oh yeah, he's back, Jack, smoking crack, finding if you wanna get found.
That was something from Cola off a new album called Deep in View. You heard the track called Fulton Park. And Cola is made up of some members of a group called Ought, who are, I believe, broken up now. And the new project is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts. Right now, it is sitting at 27 this week. And that one came out on Next Door Records as well as Fire Talk Records. So I do believe probably one label is handling it in Canada, one could be putting it out in the States. Anyways, before that, you heard something from Loose Fur, the track called Ruling Class, a really great, super catchy track from the 2006 album called Born Again in the USA, out on Drag City Records. And prior to that was Kiwi Jr. with a track called Clerical Sleep off the Chopper Records, or Chopper album that came out on Sub Pop Records. And you tune in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to move into some kind of a pop, dreamy pop set in this next couple of artists. And we're going to hear something from an artist out of Montreal named Thania Iyer. Her new album is called Rest. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called New Kind of Swim. And this one is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts as well, and you can check those out at earshot-online.com. You can see CITR submits charts to this. as well as other campus community radio stations like CITR. So after that, we're going to hear some new stuff from a really interesting duo between Gloria D. Olivieri and Dean Hurley. And they have a new release out on Sacred Bones Records. Really cool collaboration. Gloria D. Olivieri is a multidisciplinary artist out of Germany. And they've collaborated with Dean Hurley. And once again, this is out on Sacred Bones Records out of New York. And if you're not familiar, Dean Hurley is a composer, sound designer, and Emmy Award-winning artist. I'm just obviously reading the Wikipedia page, but he's you may know him from Twin Peaks as well. Really, really cool stuff. And I think we'll just hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And if you kind of missed what I said, or you want to review charts and stuff like that, or play sheets and stuff like that, you can check out CITR.ca, and you can go to the podcasts and playlists. You click on the episodes and get the most recent show lists and stuff like that, and you can add the album to your favorite podcast device if you like. And so once again, the album between Dean Hurley and Gloria D. Olivieri is what you're going to hear after. It's called Oceans of Time, and you can check this out at the Sacred Bones Bandcamp, or you can just check it out at deanhurley.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear a track called Further Than the Stars. Really great dream pop track from this duo. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Thania Iyer with a track called A New Kind of Swim.
What are you doing there, Poppy, before every day?
He's doing an experiment.
Try to learn all the names.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia on Musqueam territory, and you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. We on air with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and what you just heard was Gloria De Olivieri collaborating with Dean Hurley, a famed producer, and a new release out called Oceans of Time, out on Sacred Bones Records. You heard a really beautiful closing track called Further Than the Stars, really great kind of dream pop 4AD type stuff, and once again, that one came out on Sacred Bones Records. You can check it out you can check out Dean Hurley's Bandcamp, or you can just go to sacredbonesrecords.com and order this on some really nice colored vinyl. There's a really beautiful blue seafoam version. And prior to that, you heard some from Eastern Canada with an artist named Thania Iyer, a track called New Kind of Swim off the album called Rest. And Thania Iyer is based out of Montreal, Quebec. You can check it out at thaniaiyer.bandcamp.com, and that's I-Y-E-R, and Thania is spelled T-H-A-N-Y-A. And we'll keep going with some more music on Canada Post Rock, and we'll hear some interesting kind of upbeat Canadian stuff, kind of funny comedy folk rock from the itinerant showman B.A. Johnston, who puts on a really amazing and entertaining live show every time I've seen him. The new album is called Werewolves of London, Ontario. You'll hear a track called My Last Shift at Timmy's. After that, something from local artists OK Vancouver OK. The new release out is called Outside Computer, and you can hear a track called No Class. I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is B.A. Johnston with a track called My Last Shift at Timmy's.
I was working a double shift. I was selling those Timbits. I was selling the Timbits because shitty Mike had called in sick. It was already a long day when this guy came in and ordered a BLT. Right after he was done eating it, came over, said it was microwaved incorrectly. He's yelling, he's spitting, he's screaming. He's calling me names. Next thing you know, I snap. I become a hurricane. I had another working at a Timmy's, working at a Timmy's, working at a Tim's. I had another working at a Timmy's. Fuck this temple to mediocrity. I threw a Timbit, hit him in the face. It was a fritter, so you know the Timbit had some weight. Hop the counter like Tim Hortons, hop the boards. And I jersey the customer and I show him the door. A couple temporary foreign workers applaud. If the owner heard that, they'd be fired, lose their jobs. I had enough of working at a Timmy's, working at a Timmy's, working at a Tim's. I had enough of working at a Timmy's, fuck this temple to mediocrity. I hop up on the counter, I clear my throat. I say, Tim Hortons patrons, a couple things that you should know. The reason the donuts taste like this is we don't bake them here. They are frozen and shipped. The coffee cups you see littered on the highway, they're not recycled. They go in a garbage bin. Brought to you by a Brazilian multinational corporation pretending to be Canadian. I had enough of working at a Timmy's, working at a Timmy's, working at a Tim's. I had enough of working at a Timmy's, fuck this temple to mediocrity. The Tim Hortons customers, they don't care. In fact, they don't look up from their bad coffee. So I hop off the counter and I know I am one with my destiny. I take my uniform off, put it in a log cabin shape, and I light it on fire. And I feed it some non-recyclable coffee cups and watch the flames grow higher and higher. Customers notice now. They're all running and screaming. As soon as just me inside the Tim Hortons and I am dancing and I am singing. I had enough for working at a Timmy's, working at a Timmy's, working at a Tim's. I had enough for working at a Timmy's, fuck this temple to mediocrity. Fuck this temple to mediocrity.
Thank you.
no class. No class system. No class. No class. No class system. System.
Something from OK Vancouver, OK, the closing track called No Class, taken from the Outside Computer album that just was released in June 21st, I guess. Check it out at okvancouverok.bandcamp.com. And prior to that, you heard something from B.A. Johnson with a track called My Last Shift at Timmy's off the Werewolves of London, Ontario album. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear a really great trio of kind of disco, romantic pop, and kind of new wavy type stuff in this next set. The first of which is a new album from City Slang Records from All Swiss. This is a kind of dream pop, kind of disco-y new wave project from a couple or a duo named Morgan Geist and Kelly Poehler. The new release is a self-titled deal, and we're going to hear a track off of it called Ely. And once again, that's All Swiss. That's A-U-S-U-I-S-S-E, and it's out on City Slang Records. After that, we'll hear something from a project called Asthma. That's with two A's, and a release out on Monkey Town Records. This is a duo of Peter Manafelt and Par Grindvik. And they have a really, really great album called Rival. Well, I don't know about really great. I just listened to it a little bit before, and it was a pretty cool listen because there's a really interesting track with Jonine, also known as, I do believe, Jonine Standish of HTRK, and a track called It's Just Your Style is what you can hear, and that's the one with Jonine. But it also features a few other guests on this, and once again, that's Asthma. With two A's. After Asthma, we're going to hear something from Kalila out on Warp Records with a single called Washed Away, and I think it's the first release in a number of years from Kalila, but anyways, it's out on Warp Records. You can spell it at K, no, you can spell Kalila with K-E-L-A, no wait, say K-E-L-E-L-A, sorry. For the confusion. But anyways, I'm going to start rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from All Swiss with a track called Ely.
Is it all that you wanted? Your hair blown in the cold breeze. Secrets within the trees that are not revealed to you. You're frightened of your nature. And promises they escape you.
British folk rock band Bear's Den will be performing live in Vancouver with special guest Izzy Heltai at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st. Their album Blue Hours pairs the duo's intricate songwriting with a spacious sonic palette inspired by 80s soft rock and big pop songs. To see Bear's Den at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st, get tickets at admitone.com.
Goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. One in seven Canadians aged 15 years and older experienced verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was new stuff from Warp Records, a new single out from Kalila, and that's a track called Washed Away. And I think there's a forthcoming release from Kalila. The last album came out in 2017 called Take Me Apart. And perhaps there is a forthcoming release. Like I said, I'm not exactly sure. All I know is there's a new single out on Warp Records, and it's really, really great. And before that, you heard something from Asthma with two A's, and you hear the track called It's Just Your Style, featuring Jonine Standish of HTRK. This is a project between Peter Manerfelt and Par Grindvik. The album is called Arrival, and it's out on Monkey Town Records. And there's a few other interesting artists on this release, such as Adam Alenius and KCMQ, and a couple other artists. And before Asthma, you heard something from Aw Swiss with a track called Ely, and that was out on the City Slang record label, which is also home to some pretty big artists, such as like Efter Klang, Jose Gonzalez, Calexico, even local artist Dan Mangan is on City Slang Records. But once again, the duo is called Aw Swiss, and it's made up of Morgan Geist and Kelly Poehler. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to hear, well, we're going to move into some pretty more kind of heavy, aggressive electronic music with some pretty kind of heavy, gritty stuff from a project called Fret. And this is out on one of my favorite labels, Lies Records. And the new release is called Because of the Week, one of the most recent releases from Lies Records. And Fret is the work of Mick Harris, who is also in Napalm Death, interestingly enough, as well as some other very heavier electronic industrial projects. The new release out is what you can hear, and you'll hear a track called 3 Foot Twitch. I think there's been a couple releases from Fret on Lies Records. You can check this out at liesrecords.bandcamp.com. After Fret, we're going to hear another artist that has had stuff out on Lies Records, but not currently, I guess. But we're going to hear something from Cub. And this isn't the local Vancouver project called Cub. This is an experimental electronic project from Carl O'Connor, also known as Regis, as well as Simon Shreve. We'll hear a 2010 release called CU1. It's a single, and we're going to hear a remixed version from Regis. So one of the members remixed a former project's track. This is out on the Osiris Music record label, and it's a single. Once again, that's a project called Cub. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track called 3 Foot Twitch by Fret.
Thank you. Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
band from Osiris Music. That was Cub with a track called CU1. That's a remix version of a 2010 release, and that's getting reissued on the Osiris Music label. Check it out at osirismusicuk.co.uk. And Cub is a artist that was I guess a former artist on Lies Records, or maybe they're just inactive. But it's a duo of Carl O'Connor and Simon Shreve. And Carl O'Connor also goes under the name Regis, so he's remixing a former project, like I had mentioned before. Before that, something from Lies Records with a track called 3 Foot Twitch by Fret. And that's the work of Mick Harris, and that's off the album called Because of the Week. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'll be with you for about 10 more minutes. I can try to cram in as much music as I can in this next set, and we're going to hear something from Brunson with a track off a Tresor Records release called Hug Your Friends. It's a 4-track EP. We'll hear a track called Blue Striped Phoenix, and it's a kind of very heavier house music. Really, really great stuff. Kind of almost a bit of acid techno in this. After Brunson, we're going to hear some new stuff from Ninja Tune Records with VTSS, kind of a club electro release out called Circulus Vidiosis. And we'll hear a track called Incredibly Annoying. And once again, that's VTSS. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is some new stuff from Brunson. This track is called Blue Stripe Felix.
Out, things first. I'm incredibly annoying. Chopping problems, that's my crime. I just don't respond to yelling. Maybe sit your ass in time. And I'll hear you down the line. Guess I'm the issue here, and that's absolutely fine. No illusion where we at. I'm the Lord you just got. I feel like 2020 was about the fit we're not. So lo and behold, she might be true from fault. Everything was a projection. This thing really hurt my brain, lover. Need now 3 to 5 business days to recover. Though, I guess the truth's on fault. I'm not sad anymore. I'm ready to be a
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from a single from Ninja Tune Records and a new release out from VTSS called Circulus Vitiosus, I do believe. I probably butchered that. Actually, no, it's not a single. It's an EP, I should say. A 4-track release out from Ninja Tune Records. Really, really cool. Kind of electro, kind of... Electro Clash, I guess. But anyways, before the name of the track is called Incredibly Annoying. Before VTSS, you heard something from Brunson with a track called Blue Striped Felix off the Hug Your Friends release. And thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And I'm going to leave you tonight with something from Lyzza. That's L-Y-Z-Z-A, a new release out from, or new release out called Mosquito. And we're going to hear a track called... Eraser, and this is a new release out on Big Data Records, and Lyzza is a Amsterdam-based producer who's a Brazilian-born, and this one features Backwash on a guest track, Canadian artist Backwash. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week. This track is called Eraser.
I was scared of the truth. It could have been so easy. This is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.